Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Of all places, we should respect religious liberty in the military. These are men and women who are serving to protect our country, and that is a place where we've always respected religious freedom, but that's under attack today. Our special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President. He was one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force and was privileged to ultimately command these elite warriors in combat operations. Later, he commanded the Army's Green Beret, as well as the Special Warfare Center and School. Also joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin.
Well, thank you very much, folks. I'm so delighted to be with you.
We're honored to have you.
General Boykin, you actually have experienced firsthand, in addition to what's going on in the military now with our men and women serving, this issue of religious freedom, where you were actually censored for a moment when you were going to speak at a university. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, this first occurred in 2012 at West Point, of all places, where I was doing a voluntary prayer breakfast and was canceled because of the objections of both atheist groups as well as Islamic groups. And now, it's incredible who we allow to speak on college campuses and who we don't allow to speak on college campuses. But if you have a strong Christian message, you are subject to being censored, and we see this happening all over the country now. I'm not the only one that has been rejected from college campuses, and it's really sad that it has gotten into the military institutions in this country.
Now, you have served as a general in the military and as a commander of our elite special forces. When you were in the military, what was the status of religious freedom?
You know what? I could call my troops to pray anytime I wanted to, and I did so on a regular basis. And I never had any objection whatsoever. And I will tell you that under this current administration, the climate of religious freedom, the climate of spirituality is hostile. I mean, it's not just neutral; it's hostile. And Look, you are aware of it, Matt, because you and I work together so closely on these issues. But I was supposed to speak at Fort Riley, Kansas, on the celebration of D-Day on the 6th of June, and the commander of Fort Riley canceled me because atheists came out against me, as well as the LGBT community. And he canceled my appearance at a voluntary prayer breakfast. Now, think about the fact that what he did was he infringed on the First Amendment rights of every soldier that was going to that prayer breakfast that morning. And I'm told by the chaplain there they had packed the place out. So this is what's happening, the hostility towards faith in our military, the Christian faith. Is at an all-time high, and I've never seen anything like it, Matt.
You know, General, I think of the saying, there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, these men and women are serving to protect our country. How are you personally seeing this affect the Christians that are in the military?
Well, that is a great question. I was out in Oklahoma about 3 weeks ago, and I was talking to an Army recruiter who was at the event that I was speaking at. And I said, how are you doing with recruiting? And he said, sir, we're not going to meet our goals. I said, what's the problem? He said, these young men and women now that I am talking to are refusing to come in the military. They are seeing what's happening, and a lot of it has to do with the hostility towards religion, specifically towards Christianity. I also talked to a lot of people inside the military that came in and with an expectation of making a career that are saying, I'm done, I'm fed up. they are seeing the persecution of chaplains, and you're very much aware of the various chaplains' issues, where chaplains have been disciplined and threatened to be thrown out of the services for standing on biblical values and responding to questions with a biblical answer. And so this recruiter said he was not getting people, and then I'm talking to a lot of people that are saying that they're just not going to stay in. They're getting out. We're losing good people, and we're not getting good people because of this hostility.
Well, I have a relative of my family who wanted to make the military a career choice and was actually out west where our missiles are there underground, and he was one of the men and women there that would guard our military base and guard those missiles. And he found that there was a lack of moral cohesiveness among the military, but even worse than that, that there had been a decline in the morality. And therefore, he was very disenchanted. He served his first term, and he's out. He's working as a private citizen now. But his goal was to be a career military person, and he had trained for that in high school and was so excited about able to be there, and he was completely disenchanted once he went there. It seems as though when we move God out of our military and we boot him out, that it also has an impact on unit cohesiveness, on the morale of that unit, and on the morality of that particular unit as well.
Yeah, Matt, that's a great point. And I think all Americans realize that we expect a lot of our military. And we also expect them to represent American values. Now, what happens when you drive the Christians out and you wind up with people that are either agnostic or just non-believers at all, which is where we are headed, then what you wind up with is a mercenary army that is capable of doing bad things. And we've always had atheists in the military, and yeah, no atheist in the foxhole. I've never seen one, but they're there. But when you drive out your Christians and you suppress the faith, what you wind up with is a military that is capable of doing things that are not consistent with military values. And I think that this whole agenda of the Obama administration has been to change the military, because what they really want to change is American society. But you can't change American society unless you change the military, because it's a big anchor on the morals of our society, on the value of our society. And people can always look back and say, what are we supposed to be? And you look at the military and you say, that's what we're supposed to be. Because the values of America are encapsulated in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, where in the military, adultery is punishable by court-martial. Not so in our society. So we are seeing a huge effort to change the morals and the values of our military, because that is the way you ultimately change American society.
Well, you know, it seems as though, Mickey Weinstein and these others that are trying to boot Christianity out of the military and come against chaplains during the Obama administration, people like that and organizations like that have been elevated to front and center and have been empowered by the Obama administration. And so the persecution, the discrimination within the military has escalated under the Obama administration.
That's exactly right. And, I think that it's important for people to understand that this president came in with a very clear agenda. And he has executed that agenda. He's had two terms to be able to execute that agenda. And now our sons and daughters are paying the price for that. You know, elections have consequences. And it's important to remember that the commander-in-chief has the opportunity to either strengthen our military or destroy our military. And I would tell you that in many respects, this commander-in-chief, I think, has had a devastating impact on our military as a whole. And that, again, I will reiterate, that then impacts on our whole society.
Well, our special guest is General Jerry Boykin. He is the Executive Vice President of Family Research Council, a decorated military general. And one that we have worked with, Family Research Council, Liberty Council, other organizations are working together to fight for religious freedom in the military of our men and women serving. And even chaplains, believe it or not, are struggling over this issue because they're being targeted as well. Of all people, you would think that they would have the best religious freedom protection, and yet they're being targeted as well. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. There's lots of resources there on our webpage. You can sign up for our emails and our other communication vehicles at lc.org. Remember Liberty Council in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.